One hot night in the middle of June, in Louisiana bayou by the light of the moon, by the banks of a river on an old bed log, sat a shiny black scorpion and a big green frog. Now the water was deep and the river was wide, and the scorpion had commitments on the opposite side. She said, "Hey, Mr. Froggy, I'd be mighty obliged if I could hop on your back and you could give me a ride." Should've known, I should've known. Well, my friends all see me crying, but all they can say is should've known. Frog said, "I'd love to, but there's just one thing. You got a bad reputation for a terrible sting. If I take you across the river like you're asking me to, how do I know you won't sting me when the journey is through?" Scorpion said, "Man, don't believe that hype. Don't you fall for that tired old stereotype. You do me this favor and deliver me there. I will tell you a little secret only scorpions share." Should've known, you should've known. Well, my friends all see me crying, but all they can say, you should've known. So our friends started out across the perilous blood, and the scorpion weighed more than the frog thought you would. But the froggy was strong and he knew he'd prevail, till he felt the deadly point of that scorpion's tail.
Oh no.
So the water swept over the unfortunate pair, and the froggy cried out with the last of his air. He said, "Why did you do it? Now you're going down too." Said the scorpion,
"It's my nature, that's what scorpions do."
You should've known, you should've known. Well, my friends all see me crying, but all they can say, you should've known. Serenading some drunks for the tips in a jar. I knew her reputation from the old grapevine, but she sounded so sweet and she looked so fine. Well, she shot me a smile and she bought me a beer. She told the saddest story that you ever will hear. My judgment dissolved in a bottle of wine. I was reading lips, she was reading my mind. Should've known,
should've known.
I should've known,
should've known.
Well, my friends all see me crying, but all they can say is should've known. Now if the point of this tale isn't perfectly plain, know that happily ever after ain't the final refrain. But my time's running short, my story is long, so suffice it to say, you find me singing this song. Should've known,
should've known.